With this KLEM Sports Update for this Wednesday, April 20th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. The Lamar's boys tennis team faced their toughest test of the season yesterday against the fourth-ranked team in the state in Spencer. The eighth-ranked Bulldogs fell to those Spencer Tigers 9-0 to be handed their first loss of the season. Lamar's was able to play some close matches with the Tigers, but couldn't quite close out a win in any of them. Head coach Michael Barr says that mental toughness comes into play when facing a team like Spencer.
Yeah, well, first off, kudos to Spencer. They are great. They're a great team, and we knew that coming in. We knew it was going to be a tough challenge and a daunting one. But, you know, the scores are going to be 9-0, but it was a lot closer than that. A lot of those matches went to deuce. A lot of those matches went to, 50. We had a 15-minute point in our number six singles match. So, I mean, it's just one of those things where I think you learn you got to stay with it. You got the conditioning, and you learn just how to dig down, and that mental toughness is important for us.
The Bulldogs got their closest games from their number one and number two singles players in Matthew Ahlers and Michael Meese. Ahlers lost by two games to his opponent, while Meese lost to his opponent by three games, and then the two combined and lost by four in their doubles match. Coach Barr says that those two bring a calm to the court that helps lead the rest of his team.
They're huge for us. I mean, they're our cornerstones right now, and they set the tone and the pace for everybody else. And, you know, I really, every time they come to the fence, it's, you know, we've been talking a lot this year about next point, next ball, and don't worry about the last four, worry about the next one, and then the next one, and the next one, and the next one. And those guys are really good at not panicking and just kind of digging down and making subtle little adjustments when they come to the fence to talk, or that they're always talking to each other. And I just appreciate their attitude's been great.
The Bulldogs dropped their first match of the season and fall to 2-1 now after that loss to Spencer. The focus now for the Bulldogs, though, is their conference schedule so that they are well prepared for a potential rematch with the Tigers in the postseason.
We want to try to get the conference. If we can get the conference, I think we'll be pretty happy with that. And then we want to get ourselves geared up, because for sure we're going to run against Spencer again. They don't go away. So for sure we're going to run up against them in districts. So hopefully by the time we get the districts, we have a little more rhythm under our belt. Ahlers and Meese can get a little more rhythm with our doubles team, and our two doubles and our three doubles can get a little more rhythm, get a little more playing time, and then hopefully we'll be ready to go for districts.
Lamar's is back in action in MREC play against Bishop Helin on Monday in Sioux City. To the rest of our scoreboard here on our KLEM Sports Scores and Results page, the Lamar's girls tennis team was able to pick up a win yesterday as they defeated Cherokee by a final of 7-2. Bulldog girls are now 2-2 on the season. To the soccer scoreboard, girls soccer action, the Lamar's girls lose at home yesterday 3-1 to Sioux City North. 6th-ranked Bishop Helin beat 15th-ranked Sioux City East 2-1 in a tight one. In Council Bluffs, Thomas Jefferson blank, Sergeant Bluff Luton 5-0. It was a boys' soccer action. The Sioux City North Stars also get by Lamar's in Sioux City yesterday, 5-1, that final score. Sioux City West over Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln in a shutout, 5-0. And East High beats 14th-ranked Bishop Helin 2-0, while Sergeant Bluff Luton beats Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 6-2 in boys' soccer action. The golfers were finally able to take the course yesterday, and that includes the Missouri River Conference, the War Eagle Conference, and that both on girls and the boys' side. We'll take a look at the girls' side first. Lamar's girls were in action at the Council Bluffs Triangular yesterday at the Dodge Riverside Golf Course. The Bulldog ladies finished second by 10 strokes to East High, who wins the Triangular. However, individually, Danny Hurt was the medalist of the tournament, shooting a whopping 43 in some very tough conditions down in Council Bluffs. She was five strokes better than East High's Isabella Boyle, who shot a 48. Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln's Lauren Hansen was third with 51. The next best Bulldog finisher was Jada Pluger, shooting a 58, finishing sixth. To the War Eagle Conference side of things on the girls' golf schedule, Galen Catholic beat Remsen St. Mary's by three strokes, 229 to 232. But it was Remsen St. Mary's Sydney Tritz who was the medalist, shooting 45. Virginia Frecking 10 strokes behind her in second with 55 for Galen Catholic. McKenna Sitzman for Galen right there at 56, tied with the Remsen St. Mary's Macy Gravenish at 56. To boys golf action, Remsen St. Mary's gets some revenge on the boys' side and beats Galen Catholic by 20, 163 to 183. Remsen St. Mary's' Carter Shorg, outstanding day on the golf course yesterday, shooting a 37 to medal in that duel there. Remsen St. Mary's' Jackson Bunkers shot a 39 to finish second. Galen's Dawson Barthel was right there with him in second at 39. And RSM's Hunter Pick in fourth at 43. And the Hinton Blackhawks get a win over Trinity Christian, 184 to 240. The Blackhawks get the three top finishers on the day individually. Caden Barrett at 44 and Brody Spies and Bo Cook at 46 apiece. To some track results, the Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central and Remsen St. Mary's track teams were in action in Ottawa yesterday at the Spartan Relays. Let's take a look at some of those results. On the girls' side, Aubrey Bell of KPWC was first in the 100-meter dash at 13.82 seconds. Remsen St. Mary's' Claire Schrader was third. 200-meter dash action, KPWC goes first and second there with Erica Kuntz and Brooklyn Bielner. In the 400-meter dash, Erica Kuntz is first in that as well. Whitney Jensen of Remsen St. Mary's finishes third in the 400-meter dash. 800-meter dash goes 1-2 to KPWC again. Lindsay Countryman and Hannah Willer go 1-2 there. 100-meter hurdles, it was Remsen St. Mary's Claire Schrader who takes that one at 17.74 seconds. Avery Schrader was second for KPWC, and Remsen St. Mary's Maya Bunker was third in the 100-meter hurdles. 1,500-meter run for KPWC. That's Lillian Ofert winning that event, just under 6 minutes for her time there. Her teammate CJ Hanna in third. 3,000-meter run, CJ Hanna gets first place there, just clocking in a little over 11 minutes. At the 400-meter hurdles on the girls' side, KPWC goes first and second with Caitlin Archer and Hannah Rogers. The discus event, it was Lindsay Countryman winning that at 107 feet 5 inches. Her teammate Allie Schweitzberger finishes second. To the high jump, Lexi McElrath was second at 4 feet 8 inches for KPWC. The long jump goes to KPWC in first and second. Avery Schrader and Lexi McElrath going 1-2 in the long jump. And in the shot put, Allie Schweitzberger of KPWC is first at 31 feet 8 inches. To the relay event, KPWC comes first in the 4x1 at 53.89 seconds. Remsen St. Mary's was third. That team of Maya Bunkers, Whitney Jensen, Carmen DeRicchi, and Haley Gallus. The same 4x1 team for KPWC wins the 4x2. That's McKenna Bowman, Mackenzie Goodwin, Allison Ranking, and Aubrey Bell. The 4x8 team for KPWC comes in first place at 11:54.54 seconds. The shuttle hurdle team from Remsen St. Mary's, that's Haley Gallus, Maya Bunkers, Whitney Jensen, and Claire Schrader comes first at 1:13.57 seconds. Sprint medley results, KPWC's sprint medley team was first and Remsen St. Mary's was second. And same results on the distance medley. KPWC first with Remsen St. Mary's second. Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central, no shocker there, was first in the meet at 233 team points. That's 119 better than the host West Monona, who finishes second. Westwood was third. Remsen St. Mary's was fourth in the team totals. To the boys' side of things, KPWC continued their dominant trajectory. Braden Coulter and Casey Newman go 1-2 in the 100-meter dash for KPWC. In the 200-meter dash, Josh Harvey and Luke Paulson for KPWC go second and third. Brody Shorg with a good bright spot there for Remsen St. Mary's wins the 800-meter run. Tristan Jessen of KPWC was third. 1,600-meter run action, Wyatt Ofert was third for KPWC. 400-meter hurdles, and Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central's Grant Schrader wins that event. In the discus, it was Charlie Ranking finishing second for the Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central track team. Bo Goodwin, KPWC, he was first in the high jump. And in the long jump, that also goes to KPWC. Damon Schmid was first in that event. And the shot put going to Jacob Schweitzberger, he finishes second in the shot for KPWC. The relay teams all there for Kingsley Pearson, Woodbury Central. The 4x1 finishes first. Damon Schmid, Braden Coulter, Caleb and Carter Blyle in that event. 4x200 relay goes first again for KPWC. The 4x4 finishes second. The shuttle hurdle finishes first for Kingsley Pearson, Woodbury Central. And the Remsen St. Mary Sprint Medley team gets third. That team of Brendan Fish, Keaton Harpenaugh, Ryan Willman, and Brody Shorg. While KPWC's distance medley team finishes first as well. The team totals, the Panthers and Wildcats win the event at 190 points. It was West Monona in second, Westwood in third. Remsen St. Mary's dropped down to fifth in the team totals at 29 team points. All of these results can be found on our website at KLEM1410.com. You can also follow us on our Twitter page. We'll get you up-to-date sports news there as well at KLEM Sports. This has been your Wednesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteeg.